Yes. Mm-hmm.
What has kept our family looking good for all these years?
Well, my grandchildren, let me ask you.
What has kept you feeling green and so confident?
Mama, mama, hey. Oh, mama, hey.
Well, no one shares your skin with multivitamins.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up, always leaves you smiling with skincare benefits. Well,
Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Play nothing but power hits.
As the preparations for the delimitation process reach advanced stage,
A 10-year-old boy has died after a crocodile attack at Manchahua Lakeshore in Siavonga District.
In international news, Ugandan opposition candidate Bobi Wine rallies in Kampala slum, where he grew up.
In sports, Kawe Rangers chairman vows strong response after narrow defeat.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis.
And my name is Lupo Bangandwe.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says it is in the final stages of preparing to demarcate constituencies ahead of the 2026 general elections. Speaking in a statement, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro said the exercise will be completed before the certification of the Register of Voters, scheduled for the 30th of April, in line with the Commission's 2026 election roadmap. Mr. Kasaro emphasized that the Commission is treating the delimitation exercise with urgency and will engage all stakeholders fully to ensure transparency. He assured the public that updates will be provided throughout the process. This comes as Zambia prepares for the 2026 general elections, with the ECZ moving swiftly to meet constitutional timelines under the Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025.
A 10-year-old boy has died after a crocodile attack at Manchahua Lakeshore in Siavonga District. The incident happened on Monday, January 12th, when the child went to bathe at the lakeshore before going to school. He was attacked by a crocodile and pulled into deep water. Members of the public searched for him, and his body was later recovered about 200 meters into the water. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo has confirmed the incident to Power FM News and identified the victim as Vinok Kabaya, a grade 4 pupil at Manchahua Primary School. Mr. Namalongo has urged members of the public to avoid bathing, swimming or drawing water from areas known to have crocodiles. He also advised parents and guardians to closely supervise children and use safer water points where possible to prevent similar tragedies, noting that residents near water bodies should remain alert as crocodile attacks can happen suddenly.
In another development, Zambia Medicine and Medical Agency ZAMSA board member Gershom Chiwola has expressed happiness about the levels of essential drugs, saying the stocks at the facility is encouraging. Briefing the press after the familiarization tour of ZAMSA board, Brigadier General Chungu says the agency intends to have 10 medical hubs from the 8 across the country in order to improve service delivery. Brigadier General Chungu adds that in order to deal with negative publicity, the board will ensure that it provides leadership and oversight, adding that one of its key assignments is to improve the welfare of employees to enhance service delivery. And ZAMSA Acting Director General Olive Chivola says the facility has 85% stock of essential drugs and that it aims to reach 100% despite it being an impossibility in developing countries. And ZAMSA Acting Director General Olive Chivola says the facility has 85% stock of essential drugs and it aims to reach 100% despite it being an impossibility in developing countries.
In other news, opposition Christian Democratic Party leader Danny Pule has maintained at the helm of the party leadership following his re-election as party presidential candidate for the August 13 general election. Announcing the resolutions of the party held on the 9th of January this year, Party Secretary General Dr. Kefas Mukuka says Professor Pule went unopposed. Dr. Mukuka further revealed that the party congress adopted the party constitution and maintained its membership in the Tronse Alliance despite wrangles within the coalition.
The convention was officially opened by our national chairperson, Mr. Sylvester Kansumba, who also chaired the said convention. The following were the resolutions. Number one, that the delegates elected Professor Chief Apostle Daniel Pule as party president. Number two, adoption of the new party constitution. Number three, adoption of the party manifesto. Number four, that the Christian Democratic Party will participate